taking my palm along the table's edge. I slide my hand against the grain. A sliver breaks beneath my skin. What have you learned from your mistake? Look at the damage you've done by moving before you think. Dad points out a crack wide as a sunfish bone. Never go against the grain, he says. Taking a needle from the cloth he'd stapled to his bench, he strikes a match, begins to tell about the buck he found 3 days dead, with its lower jaw shot off. I wanna shut my eyes and hide my fear, but my eyes are held in the tender gaze of his finger's shadow. I wanna shut my eyes and hide my fear, but my eyes are held in the tender gaze of his finger's shadow. He says before he pricks my hand, the trick is trusting his touch. Focused on my hand, he talks of that starved deer, its tongue touching the grass. He says, if you wound an animal, track it, find it, put it out of its misery. I wanna shut my eyes and hide my fear, but my eyes are held in the tender gaze of his finger's shadow. I wanna shut my eyes and hide my fear, but my eyes are held in the tender gaze of his finger's shadow. Finding the sliver's tip, he pulls it. I bleed, he says, lick it. Little pain never hurts. Replacing his needle, he returns to his work, his shadow sliding across the table. A scratch of sandpaper bears witness to the even grain. The bead of my blood grows.